This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
So Allah says, has there been a time where the human being, for some period of time, was not even worth mentioning, let alone being created and made and putting the soul into the body. No, not even mentioned. Allahu Akbar. Though Allah, of course, knows about you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with that introduction, it makes everybody humble, right? Like, he didn't even exist. May Allah make it easy for all of us. One guy is like, you know what, man, this guy's a big shot. At one point, he was not even a shot. And Mish had a small shot. This guy wasn't even a shot to begin with. So everybody is humbled. For you yourself, by the way, when I put my notes, this is what I wrote. I said about being, remember where you came from. I kept saying you. But Allah didn't say you. What did Allah say? The insan. So I felt I limited the understanding. I said, remember where you came from. But this is remember where we all came from. So for you to be humbled and for you not to overfear someone who is a human being. You see that? So all of us to be balanced and recalibrated. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, some ulama, they said, this is perhaps about Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And others, they said, it's about the children of Adam, you and I. There was a time we were never mentioned. But there's no harm in putting this all together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to go back home. Where's back home for us? Remember I told the brother back Jannah, right? And this is, I know it sounds cringy, but with wisdom, utilize it. There are some times where it's a great method of da'wah. Someone tells you, where are you from? The whole thing, tell them, I'm from paradise. He's like, just calm down. Where are you from? Like, no, I'm not kidding. Wallah, I'm from Jannah. He's like, what are you talking about? Right? And what do you usually do? No, like, what a background. Daban, you can say, let's say from Palestine. Now, he tells you, oh, you're from Palestine, but guess what? Were you born in Palestine? The one that says that, most of the time, what? No. Most of them. So then he tells you, okay, then why do you say you're from Palestine if you were not even born there? What did he tell you? Well, my dad is from Palestine. Oh, was he born there? Guess what? Sometimes what? No. Lebanon, right? He was born there. But why you keep saying Palestine? You were not born in Palestine, and your dad was not born in Palestine. Why you keep saying Palestini? Palestinians are stubborn, right? May Allah protect us, right? Then he says, my grandfather was born in Haifa or Akka or whatever. So why did you not stop at yourself? Like, why didn't you say, I'm American, I was born in Detroit, right? Why did you not stop at your father? I was born in whatever, Toronto, whatever the case is. Why did you go to your grandfather? Why didn't you just keep going? Keep going where? Great grandpa. Then you end up being Iraqi, you never knew that. Right? Great, 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 great grandpa. Whatever the nationality. Just keep going until you reach Adam. So where are you from? Because Adam was born in Jannah or created in Jannah, subhanAllah, or entered Jannah, right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to return back to it, Amir Rabbil Alameen. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says this, It is so profound and lovely. In what sense? You know how people, they say, how can we be resurrected from bones? You heard that before? An ayah? We are bones. And even one of the people, he went to the Prophet ﷺ in a very arrogant way. He grabbed bones and he crushed it. I remember one time in a halaqah in Windsor, I brought bones, real bones of a chicken, and a hammer. He thought I was Majnun. That's why I never did it again, right? I got some bones, I start crushing it in the class, right? So then we crushed the bones, and then that man, that evil man, he went to the Prophet ﷺ mocking the religion, and he says, you claim, O Muhammad, that God will bring this bone back and bring the human beings back? So because the way this guy was talking, the Prophet gave it to him. You know what he said? He said, yes, you will die, you. And you will be resurrected, and you're going to go to hell. Oof. ثُمَّ يَدْخِلُكَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ. So here, he's confused as, how can God bring this back? What is God telling you here? You came from nothing. So it's easier to bring you back from bones. So if you want to ask a question, Allah says, ضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. What? وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. Allah says in Surah Yasin, he's giving us an example of himself. No. He's giving us an example of the bones, and he forgot his own example. Where did you come from? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You were not even mentioned. There were not even bones or whatever the case is. SubhanAllah. Very logical and rational. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is telling you your beginning or non-existent situation. Then you came about. إِنَّا خَلَقْدَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Loaded ayah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We have created the human being. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Now who is Allah talking about? Not Adam anymore. Right? Nutfa is the fluid of a male and a female. This now is us. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Nutfatin amshaj. What's amshaj? Mix. So the fluid of the man and the fluid of the woman, they are mixed together. Amshajin nabitali. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, to test you. So this life that you're living in, you're like, where am I? You're in the dunya. What is this stage all about? This stage is nothing but a test. You're right now going through the test. Right now. What's the afterlife? Daru jaza. So let me give you the Arabic terminology. This dunya is called Daru ibtila. This is the world of testing. The afterlife, Daru jaza. The life of being rewarded. May Allah allow us to pass the test. Amir Rabbil Alameen. When you look at it this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's going to test us, the question is, what is he testing? When you go do your driving test, they're testing what? Your driving skills, right? Does Allah test your driving skills? What is Allah testing you with? Is Allah testing how high you can jump? What is he testing? Your level of wealth? No, your level of thankfulness. So this entire world is testing your character and your faith. Fair enough? The entire life that you live in is not testing how high you can jump or how heavy you can bench press. None of that as much as your character. Allah's going to test your patience. Allah's going to test your level of trustworthiness, your amana. Allah's going to test your level of gratitude, your shukr. Allah's going to test your level of truthfulness. You see that? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he saying? Allah says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَا أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you will return back to us. And in one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, very beautiful ayah, he says, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ. So the testing is akhlaq. So we go back to the previous week, which is what? The focus of last week, al-qalam, was character. You got to build your character. You know how we have, Ahmed, come on, I should have known it. You know when you like bench press and you have a new record, what's the acronym? PR, your new PR, right? PR stands for? Personal record, right? So every time a guy on Instagram has one reel, he does 100 pounds, lifts 100 pounds. He's like, my new PR. But after 2 weeks, a new Instagram reel, 120 pounds, new PR, right? In the gym language and so on and so forth. Even in school, grades, you name it, your work, your salary, I got a promotion. Think of it that way in your akhlaq. What's your new PR? A guy cut me off, I made dua against him, right? So your new PR, a guy cut me off, I made dua for him. Allah, right? So inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtali. This life is a test. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to pass the test. Are you capable of passing the test, by the way? Inshallah. But do you think so or not? Like, and before inshallah, what was it? What was your answer? Like, yes, inshallah, no, inshallah, what is it? Yes, inshallah. Why you say yes? Why do you think yes, you can pass the test Allah puts? Like when Allah tests your patience through that individual or that situation, why you're confident you can pass? What is it? Allah made the test. Okay, Ahsan. So Allah made the test, you're correct. So what does it mean? Go ahead. Fantastic. May Allah bless you. Allah will never assign you or burden you with something beyond your capacity. And I might have shared this with you a while ago, but when I was in the University of Windsor, not too far from you, first year student in engineering, the dean of academics came to give us a quick presentation, whatever. So then he said, the way the system was built is that 1/3 of you will not make it to next year. What kind of introduction is this? Depressing, wallahi. He's like, 1/3 of you will not make it to next year engineering. So then one guy who was sitting in the front, he raised his hand and he told the professor, what if we all studied and we aced the midterm? He said, then we will make the final exam hard enough that 1/3 of you will not make it next year. This is like, I'm telling you, I was in the classroom. So the system was built that not anyone who wants to become a doctor will be a doctor. So sometimes it's not about how hard you work. The system was just not meant the way they did that. It is engineering. Let me focus on what was said to us. It's meant that not all of us will graduate. They will intentionally make sure 1/3 of you fails. May Allah protect us. Allah is the complete opposite. Allah will never put a test to anyone in the room except they are all able to pass. And Allah has no problem with that. Everyone has a house in heaven and has a house in hellfire. Remember that. It's authentic hadith. Everyone has a house in Jannah and house in hellfire. Allah does not mind. Allah has no problem with taking everybody to heaven. There's nothing wrong with that. So this is something we appreciate about Allah. I will test you with something within your capacity. But if I fail a test, can I come back again? Yes. How? One word. Tawbah. Repentance. May Allah accept our repentance. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So we proceed. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. What does سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا have to do with this? Allah says, and I made the human being able to hear and able to see. What does this have to do with the ayah? Yes, these are the faculties to pass the test. Especially these two. You may not be able to walk, but it's not as serious as not being able to hear or to see. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من فقد حبيبته, whoever loses the beloved ones. What's the beloved ones? He meant the eyes. If you lose your sight and you are patient, no other reward less than Jannah for you. You lost sight. Because sight is you get to see Allah's creation. It gets you closer to Allah. What about the hearing? You get to read what? Or get to see or hear what? The Quran being recited. May Allah allow us to utilize our hearing and our sight, Amir Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah not make it against us, Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, I created you. You have the system built in. Inna hadaynahu sabil. Allah gave you that default settings. Every one of us has that settings, which is called fitra, the innate nature. Everyone knows that killing an innocent person, inshallah, by default, is something that is wrong. And I gave you the example before, and some of you laughed. If there's a on campus, there's a no smoking sign, right? Because some matters are not very clear. But some matters are too clear. Though there's no sign that you can't kill someone. All right? There's no sign that says you cannot burn the school down. It's obvious. And that's a sign of God's existence. That we all agree that this is completely wrong. So Allah says, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ. It's in you. And in you, you know most of the answers to your questions. What questions do you have? Is this right or this is wrong? You asked this question before? Is that right or is it wrong? Most of our questions, our answers are built in. Some of them are not clearly made to you, so you ask who? Scholars. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, al-halalu bayyin, halal is clear, al-haramu bayyin, haram is clear. I remember one of our shuyukh, or one of the teachers, he had someone asking him a question, and he said, he was asked, is this haram or not? So the shaykh asked the one asking, how do you feel deep in your heart? So he said, deep in my heart, haram. He's like, then khalas, Sometimes we like, you know, just ask, just like hopefully. And sometimes you have a feeling, you get the answer, does not match your feeling, and you still don't do it because you're uncomfortable. Yes or no? Subhanallah, right? I remember I used that one time on one person who asked me a question, and I said, they asked me, brother, is this haram or halal? طبعًا, some questions are above my pay grade there. But this one was within the pay grade. Anyhow, but then I told them, deep in your heart, what's the answer? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, no, go deeper. Then I said, deep. And I kept saying, deep in your heart. They're like, it's haram. I'm like, alhamdulillah, we found it. Right? Sometimes it's there. Like, you know it's just not right. But this system can be corrupted. This system, the fitrah that Allah gave us, can be covered to the point. Ready for this? May Allah protect us. Ready? It can be covered to the point that deep in your heart, you see the good as evil. Ya Allah. And you see the evil as good. Allah, Rasulullah says in the hadith, kalkuzi mujakhiyah, the heart being flipped and like a cup covering the heart. You talk to the heart, the cup is blocking the voice. That person used to tell you, man, smoking weed is haram, kada, etc. It's clear. Look what happens to the people. Look how they're driving, whatever the case is. And you're like, no, I don't care. So that person keeps advising. Eventually, that person advising changes. They change. And what happens? Then they start using or smoking weed on their own. Ya Allah, you were advising against it. Now you're using it. Then they shift until what? They fight anyone who says it's wrong. And we may know one or two people like that. May Allah protect us. Some of them may be the ones that brought you to this session. And today, they're not around you. Some of us may be the ones that taught us or helped us. So let that be scary and hopeful. If we were far, we can come back. And if we are here, don't think you'll always be here. So may Allah keep us steadfast. May Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا شَاكْرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Out of all the characters or characteristics that we have, which one did Allah highlight? Your level of gratitude. Don't raise your hand. Just answer to yourself. How much do you give yourself out of 10 with your level of gratitude? Just think about it. How grateful are you as a person? Can you give me like a way to know what's my grade? Yes, I'll give you. I'll give you a rubric. Then you give yourself out of 10. Sounds good? Gratitude has three parts to it. How many? Three parts. One is internal, the heart. Two is verbal, the tongue. Three is physical, the body parts. All three have to be checked for you to be grateful. The heart, you have to feel that you appreciate. You have to feel that you're not taking things for granted. I deserve this, that you don't deserve this. So in your heart, you don't take it for granted. How do you get that to be applied in a very real sense? You feel it when you think of how blessed you are. You have to compare yourself to others. What do you mean compare yourself to others? My parents all their lives kept telling me, don't compare yourself to the neighbor. And now you're telling us, compare yourself to the neighbor. Make up your mind, you and my parents. Okay, we'll have a meeting before the class next time, inshallah. How do we reconcile? Do you compare yourself to people or not? My brother said not. I think because you have a lot of gifts, right? Usually, I don't want to compare myself to people. That means you're too blessed, mashallah. May Allah bless them. Say ameen. When do you compare yourself to people? When they what? When they have good character. I like that. Okay, if you can elaborate a little bit more, tell me. When they have better deeds. So let's talk religiosity. When it comes to religious matters, compare yourself. One more addition to the sentence. We're not done. Don't write this and stop. Compare yourself that are more religious than you. Not people of religion. No, like more above your level. So, but you don't compare yourself to someone that does less. Don't be like someone, I don't know, let's say they go pray, Isha, and then someone says, yeah, you showed up late. Someone criticizes. Don't say, well, at least I prayed. No, you compare yourself with the first row in the masjid. You don't do that comparison. So in religious matters, you should compare yourself to those above you. And we have a hadith to back this up. Do you have a hadith? Try. You want to try? Take a shot. Yes, mashallah. May Allah grant you Jannah. Fantastic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is la hasada illa fi ithnatain. Only two cases where you can have a positive jealousy towards someone. Positive envy. Now you have to clarify that. doesn't mean like, may you never be able to read Quran, may I have it, a'udhu billah. No, may you continue to read Quran amazingly and may I have the same skill that you have. La hasad illa fitnatain. Another hadith also adds another category. The one who donates a lot, big money, right? Someone donates 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, just donates. And you're like, man, I wish I was like that brother or that sister. That's a good comparison. This guy keeps giving and Allah keeps giving back. I want to be like that, right? Don't say, I know I donated 100, but this guy didn't even raise his hand. First of all, he might have donated in private. That's no problem, right? But the other things don't compare to those less. One more besides charity, Quran.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Quran. You see someone reading the Quran. And mashallah, tabarakallah, I heard yesterday who those who prayed at ICD, it was a nice qiyam. Yes, okay, mashallah. And how was your calves? All good, alhamdulillah, may Allah make you recover. Right? So you're like, so you compare, like, mashallah, how was he able to read that long? Actually, it was brother Sheikh Fawaz who read today, right? How is he able to read all the surah Yasin, all these surahs from memory, without a single mistake, with tajweed, beautiful voice, wow, unbelievable. Compare yourself to that, but say Allahumma barik, please. I hope he shows up tonight, inshallah, right? What's another one? Comes to teaching. Teaching, ilm. You see someone teaching Quran, teaching hadith, a class about salah, a class about zakah, or anything, tafsir, etc. And you're like, you know what? I want to be able to help the people know Allah like that. I want to even do a much better job. And that's something worthy. May Allah grant us the best. Say ameen. When do you compare yourself to those that have less? In materialistic matters. Not in religious, spiritual, materialistic. Do we have a hadith? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, انظروا إلى من... Okay, no. لا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم. أو انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم. Look at those that have less than you. Look at those that have an older car, smaller house, less food, whatever health case they may have. Why, Ya Rasulullah, he gives you the wisdom. This is profound. He's going to give you the wisdom. Ready for the wisdom? He says, لِكَيْ لَا تَزْدَرُ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. He says, because otherwise, if you keep looking at those that have more than you, cars, houses, spouse, children, whatever the case is, then this will cause you not to be grateful for what you have. The Prophet is telling you this formula, that's how it works. You keep obsessing about these things, it will make you very ungrateful with what you have. Now this, inshallah, will not contradict when you do things for the sake of Allah. You know, some people, I don't know, for example, they have a picture of a nice palace on the fridge. So here, in this case, it's fine, but the question I have for you, why do you want the house? Why? Is it just pure dunya? As a brother who cares so much about you and you honored me with your presence today, recalibrate your reason. Is it a bigger house? So when your mom and dad get old, you can host them? Allah. See what happened? Is it a bigger house? So because you and your kids are struggling in the situation that they're in and whatever the case is, or the heating doesn't work, you want a nice bigger house, better, newer equipment, may Allah reward you for that. But you have to be very honest with yourself. So all what I said was about what? The heart. Why would I spend the most time with the heart? Because once you start doing that, the verbal and physical becomes easier. That's why you may, sometimes they'll say, okay, one of my younger kids, they have Quran to be memorized. So she's like, let's say, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. So I tell my daughter, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the insan. It's in us, Baba. She's like, Baba, please, I don't want to understand it. No, I want to memorize. I don't want tafsir, Baba. Right? And they get really irritated. I'm like, but trust me. It's like, Baba, I will never tell you again I have Quran class. Okay, no. I tell her, trust me, when you understand it, what happens? You memorize it faster, right? And you go ask them, did they memorize faster or not after that, right? And I'm sure all of you are like that. When you make sense, like, oh, now I understand. So Allah says, إِمَّا شَكْرُ إِمَّا كَفُورًا, ungrateful or grateful, now you verbalize it with saying thank you. Show appreciation. Say جَزَاكَ khairan. Let that be very common, very يعني, influenced. That's why, subhanAllah, it's okay if you forget. But if you are reminded, don't take it personal. Like, for example, Brother Khalid, he told me, if you don't mind, you know, just say thank you, everybody, for showing up. Like, Khalid, you tell me that? You know how insulting that is? No, it's okay. Be reminded, right? He's like, thank the Lincoln Manor. So thank you, Lincoln Manor. Zakumullah for hosting us. And thank you all for showing up. What was the other thing? And Eid Mubarak. No, I'm just kidding, right? May Allah make us genuine. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. The real thank you is when you act upon that blessing in a way that pleases the one who gave it to you. Allah said, I'malu. I'malu means what? Act upon. I'malu ala Dawuda shukra. Act upon gratitude. That's what it means. Use it to the whole other level. Wa qalilun min ibadiyya ash-shukur. Only few people are grateful. May Allah make us of the few. You want one like a linguistic cool stuff from the ayah? Ready? Okay, ready? Bismillah. There's two words. Shakira and kafura. Kafura, don't say kafura, that's another word. Kafura, and what's the other word? Shakir. Do they sound the same? Do they rhyme? Okay, make shakir rhyme with kafur. No, make shakir rhyme with kafur. Shakur. So Allah did not say imma shakur or imma kafur, like raw bars, what do you guys say, right? لا. Allah's إما شاكرة وإما كفورة. So it's not even really rhyming. What's more intense? كافر ولا كفور? What's more intense? In the Arabic language, they usually go back to the verbs. They say فعول. Right? Anything that rhymes with فعول. شكور. كفور. That's very intense. Different than فاعل. فاعل, فعول. فعول is very intense. So what's intense here? What's a lot? كفور. There's a lot of كفورs here. Not in this venue. Outside, you guys are different, right? There's a lot of kafurs in the sense, very, a lot of ungrateful people. There's a lot of them. When it comes to shakir, there's a few. Right? Few. Another meaning as well, is that people can be very ungrateful in extreme levels, kafur, but no matter how hard you thank Allah, you will never reach shakur. You'll stay at shakir. That's one meaning to it. There's another ayah that Allah says, only few are shakur. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَا الشَّكُورُ. Just a linguistic thing to appreciate in this beautiful ayah. Then Allah says, إِنَّ أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا. A complete shift. What's happening? What just happened? If you want to teach this class, and you went from this slide to that slide, how would you transition? By the way, in presentation, one of the most important preparations we should work on are transitions. Because a bad transition, which sometimes I do, may Allah forgive us, a bad transition can check you all out from paying attention. I have to reset the entire lecture. Example of transition. Ready for example for a bad transition? And now we move, okay. Ayah number four. One moment. Okay, so ayah number four. I just killed it. That was a very horrible transition. Now you checked your phone, now you thought about your Instagram, notifications, everything. So that's why sometimes in speeches that are that long, the voice goes up and goes down, and we get close, we go walk, we don't even sit, all that stuff, so we can ease the transition. And when we feel we're losing attention, all right, everybody stand up, reflect with the one next to you. All right, now you know the trick, right? Fantastic. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us He guided the people. It's in your system. Now it's your choice. You want to go to the path of gratitude or the path of ingratitude? Then He tells you the consequence if you want to be ungrateful. And He says, إِنَّ عَتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا. Allah has prepared to the kafirin. And look how very much Allah hates and dislikes ungrateful people. That Allah, instead of saying the word kafir before, He said kafura, ungrateful. So Allah uses the same word of ingratitude with a kafir. Same words. May Allah protect us. Because a kafir covers the truth. A kafir covers the fitrah, the nature. And an ungrateful covers the blessings that they were given. We should have uncovered it and thanked the people. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. May Allah grant us wisdom. What do they have? سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا. What's سَلَاسِل? Who can help me? سَلَاسِل. Chains. Why chains? They are restricted or unrestricted? Very, very restricted, right? Allah's chaining their legs and their hands and everything. They can't run around. Some of them were people that wanted to be unrestricted in this life. You don't tell me what to do. صح? My nose, my choice. Right? Or whatever they say. صح? In a way that no one tells me. Not even God tells me. That's why some people, when you speak to people, they say, you know what, man, I'm not interested in an organized religion. But what do you want? An unorganized one? Right? So here, people, salasila, chains, now you're restricted. You had a little bit of restrictions in this life. Little bit. Boundaries. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Right? Allah says, these are Allah's limits and boundaries. I have this entire stage. خلاص? Once I jump around, you're losing people. I have a lot of space. Sometimes Brother Ala tells me, don't go. Can you see me, Ala? Oh, okay, sorry. See, now I have. So Ala added a boundary. Now this is the last one. Right? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of examples, He gave you boundaries. Have fun, enjoy, do this and do that. But stop here. Now that's too much. Even spending, even in charity, even in good deeds, there's limits. When a guy went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, all my money in donation. He said, don't do that. That's crossing the limits. He says, then what about your children? Who's going to take care of your children? Like, this is haqq, right? In a way. So if you want to donate, you want to write in your will, or in your will, that I want to donate this much, what's your limit? Maximum donation in a will, you can type. One third, that's your max, subhanAllah, right? So there are restrictions. These people did not want to be restricted. I don't care about this, I don't care about that. Well, guess what? You have a restriction unlike any other restriction. May Allah protect us from the salasil, the chains. Then what does Allah say after that? Aghlala. What's aghlal? Shackles. Now, generally, the word aghlal, keep this in mind because it comes a lot in the Quran. Al-aghlal is when the hands are chained to the body and to the neck area. That's aghlal. And what do you, and if the symbolism of it, aghlala, these people will be punished like this. What do you notice? Compared to the previous verse about being ungrateful. They never gave back. They kept everything to themselves. Me, me, myself, myself. And look what was the punishment. Well, you're going to keep these hands on your body forever. Discomfort. And what was the ending? وَسَعِيرًا. And the heat of hellfire, may Allah protect us. Sometimes people use the weather as a problem, right? Oh, it's too hot. I can't wear this or I can't wear that. Oh, it's too hot. I'm not going to go do this activity that I need to. I'm not going to fast. Remember when summer, Ramadan was in summer? And you saw some people, very healthy, no excuses. Maybe sometimes relatives, may Allah forgive them, Ya Rab. And they tell it's too hot. Okay, خُدْ لَكْ سَعِيرًا. Go ahead, handle this one. Handle the sun of this life because the fire after that cannot be handled. And this is the one and only explicit punishment in the entire surah chapter. Then you will go, inshallah, with a verse after verse of reward. Then Allah explains to you, what did they do to be rewarded? Then Allah goes back and the reward and the reward and the reward. Like 10, 15 verses regarding that. Then some concluding remarks بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah says in the first one, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارِ. What do you notice from the word أَبْرَارِ? I mentioned it earlier in the session. أَبْرَارِ. أحسنت. May Allah grant you Jannah. That's one of the names of the surah, Suratul Abrar. Here. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ The righteous, may Allah make us all of them, Ya Rab, of them, Ya Rab al-A'in. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ They will drink مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا The abrar, they will be drinking a special cup. And usually, kas gives the notion of wine. Kas, right? Al-kas, but this case, it's halal. It's not intoxicating. It is pure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the flavor will be added to that kas. Kana mizajuha. What's the mixture? Kafura. You know what's interesting? What does it sound like? Kafura. It's very close to what word? Kafur. Like it's just a one letter difference. The one previously, the ungrateful, kafur. The good stuff, kafur. Sometimes that's the one move you need to make to change your life. Sometimes it's one step that destroyed your life. Sometimes the decision that you made, you know what, khalas, I'm going to do this, that makes you go to Jannah. So don't belittle even the smallest good deeds. One letter changed everything. Heaven to hell. Heaven to hell. May Allah protect us. كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا Now, I don't know what camphor is. And some of you are like me, but I'm looking forward to it. Because it's in Jannah. And كَأس, wine from Jannah, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَى بَرَكَةِ اللَّهِ In the name of Allah, may Allah put blessings and enjoy that drink. كَأسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا And look at the connection. The people that had limits, remember the limits? They saw how the guy shakes the drink. Mish'arif does this and does this and all that stuff. You're like, man, look at these people enjoying whatever the case is. No, no, no. You restricted yourself a little bit. You get kas, that cup that made in Jannah. Which one do you want? إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا Wait. And it's not even just a drink. Allah says, عَيْنَا. It's a spring. Non-ending. Is one night worth forsaking a non-ending blessing? And you and yourself, you're the judge. One messed up move to drink with some friends, that disgusting drink that is unhealthy, intoxicating, putting your life and those around you on the line for the sake of an enjoyment for a minute or two, which is a false enjoyment, and let go of a spring that continuously gives you wine from Jannah mixed with kafur. You make the decision. May Allah protect us. That's why what did Allah say earlier in the surah? إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ We gave you the two paths. It's your choice to make. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you the traits of the people that achieved that. Are we going to do our best to be like the following people, inshallah? Inshallah. I had a hard time dividing the number of traits. Is it one? I didn't know one. Is it three or is it five? Some scholars, they put four. Some, they put three. There's nothing from the Quran that tells you there's three. You will divide them, inshallah. Sounds good? And we're going to work together. We want to know what did they do? Because I want to have them all, inshallah. You guys ready, inshallah? Say inshallah. Bismillah. Number one. يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذَرِ They fulfill their promises. They fulfill their vows. For example, they say, Oh Allah, if I pass my exam, wallahi, I will sponsor an orphan. That's a nadhar. So when they make that promise, they pass the exam, guess what happened? They sponsored an orphan. Excellent. يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذَرِ You made a promise. خلاص, this is what I'll do, one, two, and three. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, he says, whoever makes a vow in obedience to Allah, فَلْيُطِعْهُ Then make sure you do it. Make sure you fulfill it. وَمَنْ نَذَرَ أَنْ يُعْصِيَهُ And whoever vows to disobey Allah, فَلَا يَعْصِهِ Break that promise. You know what? Wallah, next spring break, I'll do such and such, which is haram. And he's like, I promised. I can't break my promise. Are you out of your mind? Right? I can't break my promise, but you do a major sin? SubhanAllah. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you make a promise, a vow, then be sure to fulfill it. These people did it. You know what the ulama, they said? Some scholars, when they analyzed يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذَرِ, what did you notice? There is something they added upon themselves. Right or wrong? Like if that person passed the exam, are they obligated to sponsor an orphan? But if they say, so the answer is no, you're not obligated. But if they say, Wallahi, Ya Allah, I do another, unzir, if I were to pass the exam, I will sponsor an orphan. Is it obligated now? Yes. So what is it that we're taking from this, the ulama, may Allah have rahman, the scholars that taught us this, they said, if this is their attitude to the voluntary things, optional, that they added to their list, that means they do the obligatory that was already on the list. They go above and beyond, right? This is not an encouragement to go this far, but an encouragement to do the sunnah acts of bi'idhni Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one. Number two, وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. These very good people are terrified. Good people are scared. Scared of what? Of a day that the evil on that day is widespread. There's not a single spot on the Day of Judgment that is safe. There's nowhere you can run. You know, like you can run, but you can never hide. مُسْتَطِيرًا. What's مُسْتَرًا? مُسْتَرًا is like a ruler, right? The entire world will not be saved on the Day of Judgment except who Allah wants to save. These good people today are what today? Are scared of that day. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, that Allah taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, I will never make the human being experience the same feelings twice.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.